Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. Over the years, I've taught and written about Yom Kippur many times, but this year, as I prepared to give the following message, something was stirring inside me that I simply could not resist. As I reviewed the commands for Yom Kippur, I could not get past the way the NIV translated the passages using the phrase, deny yourself. Having just recently released the first book from our discipleship series, Being a Disciple of Messiah, my heart was consumed with the depth of this command, deny yourself. These are the very words of the Master himself. In order to be his disciples, he calls us plainly to deny ourselves. So as the following message began to come together, it became apparent to me that this would be no ordinary Yom Kippur message. Instead, it is a call to lay down our lives for the sake of Messiah, the good news, and the kingdom of God. I realize that just as Yeshua fulfills the Yom Kippur service of making atonement for sins, so does the Yom Kippur service point directly to our calling as disciples of Messiah. The following recording was made on September 1st, 2007, at Congregation Baruch Hashem in Phoenix, Arizona. At the time of the recording, it was 3 weeks until Yom Kippur, and this message was given in preparation for the Holy Day. In the recording, you may notice how quiet the congregation was as the connection between Yom Kippur and their calling as Messiah's disciples unfolded. It was a powerful time of ministry, as I hope it will be for you now as well. Prepare your heart for a hard-hitting message about what it means to deny ourselves, the atoning command of Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is the single holiest day on Israel's calendar. According to Scripture, it is a day of sacrifice and atonement. In Judaism, it is a day of prayer, fasting, and repentance. But Israel's participation in Yom Kippur is supposed to be far more profound and excruciating than any mere traditional observance or ceremony. It is a day of humility, affliction, and death. It is a day of disowning, separation, and abandonment. True to the mysterious yet merciful pattern of Scripture, Yom Kippur is a gruesome example of how the violent spilling of innocent blood can actually give life. Yom Kippur is the day of the atonements, the day that our own humility enables us to fully receive and immerse ourselves in the atonement that is being made for us. This is the day that we can most intensely experience and identify with the death that brings fullness of life and salvation. As I prepared for this message, I labored over what to share with you. For a typical Yom Kippur message, it would be more than appropriate to give you a detailed teaching from Leviticus 16 about the sacrifices of Yom Kippur, how the high priest would make atonement for himself, the altar, the tabernacle, and the whole community of Israel. Then I could teach you about the two goats that are to be taken from the community, one for slaughter and one for Azazel to be sent into the desert, the sins of the people transferred to the animal and led away from the camp. Then I could talk about the rabbinic myths surrounding the Azazel and make some kind of meaningful messianic spiritual application for you.